Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. This is our artist edition, and I'm always so excited to bring you exciting artists. And today is without any exception. I have Megan Krause with me today, and Megan is an American soul pop, rock, and R&B artist, originally from Seattle. Classically trained, she has been praised for her powerful bluesy vocals and energetic stage presence. She performed as frontwoman for the popular East Coast bands Hijinks and Steal the Sky and as lead singer for the internationally recognized rock band Marigold. Megan also recently released her self-titled debut solo album this year. It's my pleasure to welcome Megan to our show today.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's a beautiful, sunny day. We're just coming off of a great long holiday weekend, so life is pretty good, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, let's just dive in here, Megan, and let's talk a little bit about your background. Let's talk about your journey, you know, kind of what led you to be in this awesome rock and roll female artist. You know, there's not many really, really good, strong female rock artists or even pop even anymore. It's just this real sort of, we see more females in this indie lane and we just don't see that really good, strong, powerful singer. So I love it. I'm excited. So just share with us a little bit about your journey.
Absolutely. So I grew up in Seattle, Washington. I have been singing as long as I could walk, I think. Obnoxiously so. I'm sure my mom can attest to that. But I studied classical voice, studied opera from the time that I was about 13 until I was done with college, studied all through college, and kind of took a left turn by joining my first band when I was living in Baltimore after college and never really looked back. I joined, this was a cover band that was touring up and down the East Coast. And then I joined another one after that and was discovered by who is now a friend, Greg Howe, who's an international guitar player. It's amazing. We formed a band called Marigold and played all over the world, which is pretty incredible. And now I'm working on my own stuff. So it's kind of been an evolution, an interesting evolution over the last 10 years.
Wow, that's so, I love that, over 10 years, because I think people just think people come out with a song and then they're like an overnight success. There's right. always usually that 10-year background that goes
I
with
know.
It, right?
I know.
You will hear that on average. It took us about 10 years and then we had this hit or whatever. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You hear that often.
I wonder if it's because people are kind of settling into themselves at that point too, you know, not trying to force it.
Do you know what? I think there's, you got to pay those dues. You got to get out there and people have to hear you. And then there's like some popularity that's gained in that. There's you knowing and being more true to yourself, I think. I think it's all those things for sure.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about this past year. I mean, for artists in general, it was a tough year, but a lot of people with COVID had more time on their hands. And so consequently, a lot of creativity. There were a lot of singer-songwriters that did amazing work, authors. So what was that experience like for you this past year and a half?
So it's been a bit of a love-hate situation. You know, it's really challenging as an artist who's used to playing regularly, not to have that outlet, not to be able to connect with fans on a personal level and, you know, experience things in a way you've used to been experiencing them for your whole career, you know. But on the other hand, it's given me a lot of time to write and sit with my thoughts and cultivate some of the crafts that I maybe have neglected for a period of time because I haven't had the time to address them. And I've also had a lot of time to connect with other artists and create content remotely, which is pretty awesome. So I really miss playing. I can't wait to get back to that, but you know, it'll come back.
Absolutely. So do you have already dates lined up with your new release of your new album?
We're still trying to figure out the exact tour dates, but there will be in the very near future some up on the website.
Great. That is good to know. Yeah. And just for all of our listeners, we're going to play a piece of one of Megan's songs at the very end so that you'll get a chance to listen to her there. I know, that'll be fun. So let's talk about sort of a standout accomplishment. You know, I know that it's always hard to say what's your greatest accomplishment because you're thinking, well, I don't think I've had it yet. But like so far to date, what's something that sort of stands out for you and that you're really proud of?
You know, I would say that I'm probably the most proud of like the content that we created, kind of building this portfolio of my dreams and emotions and feelings. And also, you know, doing some of the shows that I've played and the tours that I've had have been pretty inspirational and really stand out to me as things that I'm super proud of.
So let's talk then about maybe a most memorable or favorite performance that you've had.
Sure. So the first time that I was able to visit Russia, I remember being in this kind of beautiful cathedral hall and setting up. And as I was setting up, you know, nobody really spoke English. So feeling a bit intimidated by, you know, how am I going to be received in this experience, you know, with these people, and looking out over the crowd in the middle of the show and seeing people singing the words to songs that we had written. It was just this moment of a humbling experience, you know, feeling very connected with people that I've never met before in a way that was just incredible and hard to, you know, describe.
I bet that's gotta be extremely moving when you know they don't even speak the language and there they are singing all of the words to your song.
Absolutely. It's amazing.
Oh, that is pretty thrilling, I would guess. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, we've got a lot of people that ask about this. And so this is something I've sort of added to our roster, but what are a couple of ways that you are working toward building your fan base and then actually nurturing that fan base that you have? So what are some very intentional things that you're currently doing to build that?
Well, I would say, you know, definitely connect with and listen to the fans and the audience that you have, you know, be aware of what resonates with them and what they respond to, and kind of, you know, foster that. And then also create content regularly, create things, be authentic, be yourself, communicate through your social media platforms and allow people to see who you really are. You know, at this stage in the game, you know, people aren't robotic anymore. People are, we know, you know, if you look at people like the Kardashians, people know their entire life. And obviously that isn't going to be the way that it's going to be for every artist, but people do like to know who they're connecting with. You know, people like to know what you like and what you don't like and what you do in your free time. And they want to hear you sing a song live. You know, those are things that are hugely beneficial for social media.
Absolutely. So what is your best platform? What have you found that has been really worked well for you?
You know, I kind of vacillate, but I would say that I most frequently use Instagram just because it is kind of immediately available. I think that, you know, for musical content, you can put, you know, tiny excerpts of your music on there and really connect with people quickly. So I find that to be my favorite platform, though I use them all.
Oh, that is great. And do you lead people back to your YouTube channel? I was just talking to a young artist and he said he's got this great following on Instagram, but that his YouTube channel wasn't as much. And I just said, well, are you leading people where you want them to go? Because I think that's sometimes a missed art.
It really is. You know, I think a lot of people forget, you know, they just assume that people are going to take the time to look up every, you know, forum that you're on. But the reality is people, just like I do, people prefer a certain platform. So, you know, it's important to let them know where you are available, where you're going to show up for them and how, and make it easy. You know, put a link in your bio on every single platform so that people can easily click on it and be redirected without having to, you know, put in a bunch of time and effort trying to find you.
Absolutely. I think that is the key, is making it easy for people, because people are very distracted. They're scrolling, they're looking. And if they've got to take 5 steps themselves to go look you up somewhere, they're just not going to do it.
Especially if they're not familiar with you. You know, once you've built, a rapport with a person who's listened to your music for years, like I love Pink, I'll search for her anywhere. But, you know, if you never heard a lot of their content, you know, having to kind of dig through the mud trying to find somebody is challenging.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk a little bit about navigating between business and the artistic side of your career. This is one that is, it's really one of the reasons I started doing the show the way that I did it, because I've always had business entrepreneurs on and they're great about understanding the business side of things. And then I had a few artists on and they're great at building their fan base and nurturing that fan base, where the business people aren't so good with that. And so it was like this sort of good combination of skill sets that are really shown through different forms of entrepreneurs. So how have you navigated that business side of your artistic career?
Yeah, so that has been a challenge for me since the beginning. As you've said, you know, I don't think that most artists are inherently business people in that respect. You know, I think that it's taken a long time for me to get to a point of kind of asserting what, you know, I want and what I deserve and what, you know, how I'm going to do a certain type of thing. You know, I found myself wanting to only focus on the artistic side for a very long time. And I realized that because I have a challenge, you know, doing some of those things and kind of thinking that way, it's important for me to work with somebody else who handles a lot of the business related parts of my career, because I don't really have an interest in doing that. I'd rather play a show, write some music, and connect with people than have to, you know, sit down with a spreadsheet. So I find myself doing much better when I'm able to work with somebody else who can help me out with that part of everything.
I think that that's great. And I think that is, if you can't do it yourself or don't want to do it yourself, then it's important to surround yourself with talented people who are able to do that.
Absolutely.
So this is kind of our signature question of the show. What does work from your happy place mean to you? So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
You know, for me, I think working from my happy place just means doing things that genuinely reflect me as a person and an artist, and you know, being happy in those moments, you know, doing things that are authentic to who I am and how I feel, rather than doing things because it's what I think other people might want me to do. And that's tough. It's tougher than you think with music, especially. I think that it's really easy to get wrapped up in mainstream or, you know, trying to please everyone around you instead of doing what genuinely makes you happy. And that for me is what makes me happy, is doing what I think is a true reflection of who I am.
So you have this new album coming out. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So this album is for sure like a pop rock album. There's a lot of kind of soulful, bluesy elements to it. I have a couple of covers that I've done on it. I did a cover of Melissa Etheridge, who I'm a huge fan of.
So am I. I love her.
And a Chaka Khan. Yeah, she's amazing. And then I also did a Chaka Khan cover. She's also one of my favorite all-time female powerhouses. So there's a lot of, you know, interesting content and dynamics within the album. I think it's kind of a journey when you listen to it from the beginning to the end. There's you know, a lot of ebb and flow in the music, and I'm really excited to share it with everybody.
Oh, great. So what advice would you give to other young artists starting out in this career?
I would say first and foremost, don't get discouraged, because it's really, really easy to get discouraged. And often it has nothing to do with the artist or how they're being perceived. You know, there are people who are out there that are massive celebrities who, you know, were turned down 20, 30, 40 times before ever, you know, hitting their break or getting to a point where they were being heard by people in the way that they, you know, now are. Like Madonna, for example. I mean, you think about some of the biggest celebrities ever who just worked their butt off to you know, do what they wanted, regardless of how many no's they heard. And also, I would say, you know, do something that really reflects who you are and what inspires you, because it's really easy to get burned out if you're doing what everybody else wants you to do rather than, you know, being authentic and doing what inspires you personally.
That is great. So are you still playing? Are you still the lead singer of Marigold? Are you still doing that too?
We all took a break. So Marigold made an album and we took a break, and now we're all working on our respective projects. Greg has a couple new albums he's working on. Kevin has a new album. Gianluca is doing his thing. So it's been, we've all been kind of working hard. Who knows what the future will hold, but for right now, I'm just focused on doing my own thing.
Great. So what new and exciting things are you working on or doing, and where can people find you?
So I'm currently working on putting together a tour that will get me out and playing in front of everybody again, which I'm super excited about, long overdue. And I'm actually working on another album already. So I'm excited to say that there will be another one much sooner than the gap between the last. And if anybody is looking for me, they can find me at Megan Krause on Facebook or on Instagram. MeganKrauseMusic.com is my website, and that will kind of link them to all the other forums as well. So I'm out there.
Fantastic. Well, as we go to close out the show today, you guys will get to listen to one of Megan's songs. We're going to play that in its entirety for you so that you can have some great listening pleasure today. And I just want to thank Megan for being on our show today. Thank you so much. I love having the artist addition to our show. It just makes me super happy inside. I sat here one day and I just happened to have two guests back to back that were artists. And I was like, this was so much joy. And then I was like, why am I not doing this every week? It was like this epiphany. And then the show changed. And so it just always makes me really happy to just have new artists on our show and have people get exposed to them and hear their story and inspire another young artist. It just brings me a tremendous amount of joy. So thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you guys.
All right. And to all of our listeners out there, we appreciate you too. Thanks so much for tuning in to Work From Your Happy Place today. I want to encourage you to subscribe so you don't miss a single one of our awesome interviews. And I do Tuesday tips on Tuesdays where you can just learn quick business strategy tips from myself. Also, rate and review our show. We love that. And the best form of compliment that you can give us is to refer us to a friend. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next time on Work From Your Happy Place. Now, enjoy Megan.
Just remember when you did.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.